As history moves toward God's fulfillment, there will be frightening signs and events. Before the end, believers will draw strength from their relationship to God and will be given the words they need to testify and to endure without fear. The Holy Gospel for the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost is recorded in the Gospel of St. Luke, the 21st chapter. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be, and what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'The time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance. For I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. As we get now towards the end of the church year, our texts get darker and more foreboding. And today our texts are just that. They're downright scary. And so for me, at those times when I feel scared or the world seems pretty dark, I look for some coping mechanisms. My current coping mechanism is pickles. Pickles is written by Brian Crane, who's from Seattle. I start my day out by reading pickles. Pickles is funny, but it's also clever. For example, in one of the strips, we have Opal and Earl, who are a married couple, and they have a grandson by the name of Nelson. In this particular one, Nelson says to his grandpa Earl, "What's it like being bald?" And Earl says to him, "Being bald is like being in heaven. There's no dying or parting there." The clever part, D-Y-E-I-N-G, there's no dying or parting there. It's funny, but it's clever. Before pickles, my coping mechanism was Gary Larson and The Far Side. I absolutely couldn't start a day without reading his strip. Here's a couple of them. This couple is marooned on a deserted island. It's just a very small island. The man and the woman are there, and in the very middle is this palm tree. Then off in the distance is this boat coming to them. And the caption says, "Here come Fred and Martha with another cake." and I bet it's just loaded with palm oil. I thought it was funny. Then there's one with this nerdy little boy who is going up the steps to the Midvale School for the Gifted. Under one arm, he has all his books, and with his other arm, he's pushing with all his might on the door that says, "Pull." After all, it's the Midvale School for the Gifted. So there's a lot of signs in the world today that are confusing. It is a confusing world. If I could have Kari put up our first slide. Here's an interesting one. We have at the top, left, straight, straight, right. But the one underneath kind of mixes me up. Through traffic, merge left. Well, really, all the traffic is moving through. So even though you're right, do you still merge left? Kind of confusing. Let's look at the next one. Entrance only. Do not enter. I like that one. You know where the entrance is, should you ever get permission to enter. Let's look at the next one. Here's a pretty basic one. Stop. No stopping anytime. I kind of like that one. I guess if I want to stop, I can. If I don't want to stop, I don't have to. Kind of a good sign, but really pretty confusing. And let's look at the last one. Let's start on the right. This is a construction area. So with all the construction on, you need a stop sign. But then there's what? No left, no right, no backing up, and no going straight ahead. Now that's a great stop sign. It really means, yeah, stop. And then Pastor Mark gave me the one on the left here. That's probably the best one because it kind of sums up life. I remember sometimes driving with my wife and she'd go, turn left right here. What, right, left, right? This just kind of maybe is really the sign about this is what life's going to be like. This is your roadmap in life. Good luck. Thank you, Kari. Brings me into our bridge piece this morning. There's a beautiful church in Midtown Manhattan that has bronze entrance doors. And above these bronze entrance doors, carved in stone, are these words. Everyone who enters through these doors receives God's blessing. Isn't that wonderful? Unfortunately, on those same doors is another sign that says, use side entrance. That kind of sums up life today. It's kind of hard, I think, today to find blessings. Kind of summed up in our gospel text today, where all throughout Luke, the people are constantly asking Jesus to give them signs. And it's no different today. What is the sign that all of this is going to happen? Give us the sign. Tell us what the sign is so we know. But throughout Luke, when people ask for signs, it seems Jesus is wanting them to look at life a little differently. As they continue to ask for signs, it seems that Jesus has been repeatedly trying to tell the people, be a sign. Maybe that's how we should look at our text today. Jesus is calling you and I to be a sign. Be a sign of hope. Be a sign of peace. Be a sign of compassion. And above all, be a sign of love. When we live in a scary world, maybe that's the most important thing. To be a vessel that brings hope and peace and compassion and love to a world that's maybe forgot their meaning. I get confused often in life. Some people tell me, you're on a dead-end road doing what you do. Or people may say to you or me, you can't make a difference. Or maybe they're telling you, you are going the wrong way, when you've been going the right way all the time. It seems to me today that we need to just kind of get back to our calling as Christians, to be that which continues to build up. You and I are gifted life for the purpose of building up. So much we encounter today tears us down. And so many signs we encounter today remind us that things are not good. But yet we have this sign in the empty cross that Christ is victorious over death and that Christ continues to bless us with life. And who knows, maybe in the morning we can just get up and before we read pickles, maybe we can just take a moment to thank God and leap for joy. Thanks be to God. Amen.